With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another round of torrential rain, flash flooding in parts of the South and Midwest turning deadly. At least 16 people have died today, 10 of them in Tennessee. Award-winning scholar and author Gordon Chang says Russia's invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago actually opened the door for China to disrupt global order by throwing its weight behind Moscow.
Beijing loves it. I mean, they've been supporting Putin across the board. It's not just elevated commodity purchases. It's diplomatic propaganda support. They opened up their financial system to sanction Russian institutions.
And he adds China has been providing Russia with a full range of diplomatic and financial support.
And the Chinese have been selling a lot of weapons to the Russians. And to top it all off, China was almost certainly involved in arranging North Korea's assistance to Russia in the war. So this is Moscow and Beijing together again.
Chang lays out his argument that China is aiming toward world domination in his book, Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. Also at SRNNews.com, new polls are suggesting that Americans are divided on the Trump administration's handling of two key issues.
The new AP NORC poll revealed about 4 in 10 U.S. adults approve Trump's stance on the economy and trade negotiations. On immigration, approval ratings were higher, with half of U.S. adults agreeing with his strict agenda on the issue.
That is correspondent Marcela Sanchez. Now, this past week, both the Rasmussen and CBS News polls indicating President Trump's overall approval stands right at 50%. The most recent Harvard Harris poll has Mr. Trump's approval at 49%, 3 percentage points higher than those who disapprove. This is SRN News. Now, the faith differences in two genders are revealed in a new poll.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates that 59% of men in the U.S. identify as Christian versus 31% who say they are followers of no particular religion. Most Christian men are evangelical Protestants, 23%. Amongst women, 66% identify as Christian against 27% who are unaffiliated. Most Christian women, also evangelical Protestants, 24%. Women attend church more than men do, and they pray more as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before court. Justices suggested a Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of those social services agency is motivated by religious beliefs. This is SRN News. Oh, the Texas Senate approving a measure to tackle the state's looming water crisis. Here's correspondent John Scott.
Senate Bill 7 was introduced by State Senator Charles Perry and focuses on creating new water sources to meet Texas' growing needs. The bill includes strategies like desalinization, produced water treatment plants, and reservoir projects. Perry emphasizes the need for new water supplies, including brackish and marine water. The bill also clarifies that out-of-state water can be imported through state-funded pipelines. The House will now take up the bill for debate. John Scott reporting.
Fugitive from El Salvador on trial in the rape and murder of a Maryland woman who was attacked 2 years ago. Prosecutors say Victor Martinez Hernandez was carrying out a planned attack when he grabbed Rachel Morin and ultimately killed her. Martinez Hernandez accused of entering the U.S. illegally after killing another woman in his home country. More details at SRNNews.com.